Bob Kupp with you here, and today we are going to highlight an emotionally powerful response to what is happening to the young people of our world, especially the class of 2020, the seniors in both high school and college who have had their lives and careers interrupted for the time being, or at least the portion of their careers that they would most enjoy. Those ceremonies, those get-togethers, the celebrations of accomplishments. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, schools have been put on hold. We are joined by a young lady named Melina Dominic. Her father is Chip Dominic, who has been a musical figure and personality in the Pittsburgh music scene for decades now. And she plays bass and does some vocal work in a band that she shares with her dad named Chip and the Charge Ups. You might remember a Christmas song, Black and Gold Christmas, that they did for charity back in December. Hi, Melina.
Hi.
Of course, Melina, you're a senior at Moon High School, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to be talking about a song that you wrote, and we'll get into that. But congratulations on the response. I know I've seen an interview on television. You've had a great response other radio stations. There's been quite a buzz around this song, hasn't there?
Yes, I was pretty surprised by that. I do always send out press releases to the local stations and everything with my music when I release new music, but I have never gotten any kind of response as much as I did with this song. And it's really good to know that a song that I wrote is making an impact in people's lives.
Obviously, you come from a musical family. That one inspired you to get into music?
Well, I've obviously had music around me my whole life, and I've always just had the desire to be a musician. And when I was in kindergarten or first grade, I was like 5 or 6, I bought myself a guitar. I didn't really know how to play it back then, but already at such a young age, I knew that I wanted to do something with music. And that really sparked something. When I went to third grade, that's when everybody started playing recorder, and I just excelled above everybody else, and my teacher suggested that I joined a choir, and it was the Children's Festival Chorus, which is an auditioned choir. And when I joined that, I kind of learned more about the music theory, and I learned that I could be a music major when I grow up, and that kind of inspired me to continue on. And shortly after I joined that choir, I started playing bass and guitar and singing elsewhere. So I really have always had this music inside me ever since I was a little kid.
So definitely runs along the bloodlines, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's great. And to find not only that you were surrounded by music, but to be a sort of a natural at it, that's got to be awesome. Was that, when you were doing the course, was that a traveling kind of thing? Where was that centered?
Yeah, it was centered in Pittsburgh. The rehearsals were at Duquesne in the School of Music, which is actually where I'll be going to college next year. But we did travel. We went every couple years to perform at big locations. We did a festival in New York at Carnegie Hall, and we also went to the UK where we performed at Canterbury Cathedral and Southwark Cathedral.
Wow. Pretty impressive places, no doubt. Had to be a thrill to be performing at those locations.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your song. You have written a song called Don't Forget Me, and this is about the experience of somebody that's going through this present time, which is, you're a senior at Moon High School. Is that what inspired this song?
Yeah, the original inspiration for this song was graduating and seeing all my friends go off in different places. And as soon as I heard that schools were being canceled, it kind of took on a new meaning. And it was now that we didn't even get to say goodbye. And it kind of shaped the song in a new way.
How long ago did you start to write this song?
I started to write this song around graduation last year, when a lot of my friends were graduating from high school and moving away for college or for the military or just moving away far away to a different state or city.
So it's kind of been there, and then all of a sudden you have 2020 show up, and it took on a whole new meaning, didn't it?
Yeah.
What a tremendous song, very moving song. You've dedicated that to, obviously, people that you know who have or are graduating, and that has really resonated into something that I think is becoming international for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just something, it's a really meaningful song to me and to a lot of my friends. I know last year a lot of my friends had to leave, but at least we got to have a formal goodbye. And this year I feel like I won't get that opportunity to say goodbye to a lot of my friends who are leaving for college. And so a lot of my friends and peers that I know, and just a lot of people who are in the class of 2020 or know someone in the class of 2020, really relate to this song.
Do you perform all of the instruments on the song?
I played the keyboard, and my dad actually played the guitar riff on that song.
It's a great tune. Don't forget me, Melina Dominic. Can people find that on your site and such? Can you give us a little intro of where people can find your music?
Yeah, my music is available on any streaming or download platform, so iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, and the name is Melina, M-A-L-E-E-N-A, and you can also find my music videos on YouTube, which is Music by Melina, and Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any of that is also Music by Melina.
Best wishes for the future here, Melina Dominic.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Melina Dominic, she has a very powerful song that she is dedicating to seniors around the world, the class of 2020 in Don't Forget Me.